BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Tape. It is July 6th, 2025. I'm your host, Blois Olson. And it is the 4th of July weekend, a long weekend that felt needed and rest was important for many of us. I hope you had a great 4th of July. I hope you celebrated Independence Day however you wish, and that still we have a great country, even though sometimes the divide seems to be too deep to make life feel easy. But I want to just kind of dig in here on, you know, the week that was a short week, kind of begin to position away from and move away from the tragedy of 3 weeks ago. We then also had the national debate over the big bill. And as I've told Vanita a few times this week, we didn't know really what was in it, what wasn't in it. I think activist groups on both sides say it's either great or awful. But I think the timeline of implementation is something that's been undercovered. It frankly has not been covered that, you know, many of the provisions around Medicaid in particular don't go into effect until 2028. Many other provisions that drive money into our economy or tax policy happen more permanently. And I can't say that I know how this bill is going to impact overall, but I do know that the debate in my inbox and the cable news has been just full of the sky is falling or it's the greatest thing in the world. And what we know is, depending on who you are, what party you represent, you take one of those marginal positions. So let's walk through a few things that are actually in the bill. It boosts the child tax credit from $2,000 to $2,200. The cap on local deductions would quadruple to $40,000 for 5 years. So higher local deductions in key high tax states. The legislation has about $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. But the interesting thing is those are tax cuts that exist today, but they are being made permanent. And I think, you know, the Trump tax cuts from his first term were scheduled to expire. So is it new tax cuts or is it just extending the existing tax policy? I think that's one of the places where the details matter. Most middle income taxpayers would see a tax cut up to $1,500, somewhere between $500 and $1,500. Wealthier households would see about $12,000 increase in their tax cut. And poor people would see about a $1,600 increase. One of the big pieces, I think, that's important for the economy, and we've seen this in Minnesota, is that businesses are now allowed to write off 100% of equipment and research. And this is one of the places where I believe we have to be consistent across the country. We have to be consistent here in Minnesota, because we want investment in equipment, capital equipment, and research in our country, because that's what drives innovation. That drives new jobs. And by the way, they're good paying jobs. So those are a few of the details that are in the bill on the tax side. Now, there's a lot of talk and debate over Medicaid and cuts to Medicaid. So there's a new 80-hour a month work rule for many adults receiving Medicaid and food stamps. You'll hear Representative Emmer talk about this going forward. And it includes up to age 65. Parents of children 14 and older would have to meet these requirements as well. So if you have a child on Medicaid, you're going to have some work requirements. We can debate whether or not that's good or bad policy, but it does not go into effect until 2028. There's also a proposed $35 copayment that would only be charged to Medicaid. So a flat copay if Medicaid. And then we're, the other big piece is, and this was supposed to be part of the farm bill, but now it's in this big bill, is the SNAP benefits. And so that should free up legislators to deal with an ag bill or a farm bill here in the coming months. I think one of the things that is, you know, soon to be determined whether it's good or bad, but it's probably not great for innovation in a certain sector, and that's the energy. There's been, you know, a big rollback of wind and solar tax credits here. Those are two industries that are seen as fast growth, especially here in Minnesota. And if we want to make sure that we have some renewable energy and this halts the development of new renewable energy, we could see higher energy costs or other implications there as well. And then there's a $1,000 cash bonus account for new children that are born. And that's something else to be thinking of. There's a lot of details in this bill. There's a lot to be learned about it, but read before you just hear the partisan spiel on it, and we'll go from there. When we come back, Representative Tom Emmer, he's going to highlight this, what is in the bill. He has been at the center of this debate. He's also not done a lot of interviews in Minnesota, so I think it's important to hear his voice and hear what he says about this big bill. When we come back, Representative Tom Emmer. I'm Blois Olson. This is the Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep. Ah, sorry. And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets, more room for what matters.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Welcome back to Sunday Take. My guest this week is Representative Tom Emmer. He's just been through the passage and the president's signing of the big bill. As I wrote last week, choose your adjective in the middle. But what is important is we start to understand what's in the bill, what's not in the bill, and when it takes effect. Representative Emmer, thanks for joining me.
Hey, good to be with you, boys. Good to be at home.
I bet. You know, I know this was a long battle, both not just, you know, with Democrats, but within your own party. At the end of the day, as somebody who was really at the center of getting this bill passed and signed, what do you tell people as they see you now that you're home for the weekend and for the 4th of July?
Just happy to be home. And if they ask about it, it's really interesting the way it gets reported through the media. And I hope that they start to do a little bit more scrutinizing of these statements about what's in it and what's not in it. I mean, it fully funds the border security. It adds a new border patrol officers, more detention centers. It actually really helps our the men and women of our military, bringing us into the 21st century. It's got a tax policy that is now permanent. And Blois, I think the key there is, regardless of whether you agree with the policy or not, the tax policy that has been in place for the last 7 years is now permanent. And it's great because even though our economy's not bad, our economy's been okay. Guess what? There's still a bunch of investment sitting on the sidelines because they were waiting to see how they were going to be treated, how that money was going to be treated by the government in January of 2027. And now we are 2026, and now we know how it's going to be treated. So you watch that money start coming off the sidelines and investing in new projects, growing existing businesses and creating new jobs and prosperity in communities all across our state and this country. The healthcare stuff, that's where the biggest misinformation is out there. And you gotta, I think, be a little discerning and read the headlines when they say it could do this, it might do that. No, what it is we're trying to shore up these things by getting rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse so they work more efficiently and they go to the people that were intended to have the benefits. The single mother that is raising a couple of kids, the disabled that they rely on this Medicaid for their care. That's who this is intended for. Now, truly, the Biden administration expanded it to an able-bodied, working-aged adult population. We didn't even kick them off, Blois. We didn't do that. What we did is put in some very modest work requirements. If you are an able-bodied, working-aged adult without dependents, you're going to be expected to be working at least 20 hours a week, looking for a job that you can show at least 20 hours a week. Or in school for 20 hours a week. If you're any one of those, you will maintain your benefits. So it's creating incentives for able-bodied working-aged adults without dependents to get back into the workforce, because we're going to have an economy that 6 to 12 months from now, Blois, is going to be hitting on all cylinders. Not only is the investment going to be being made all across this country, but you're also going to start to see in the next few weeks a whole bunch of trade deals that the administration is finalizing. So I think the future is very bright, and I think it was important that we get this done, and now Americans can see how it will work for everyone.
You talk about healthcare. Let's just stay there for a minute. A, when do these rules go into effect? And then B, some of the hospitals, as you know, rural hospitals have been struggling. Rural healthcare is fragile. Are there things that you want to make sure people know that are or aren't in this bill that are impacting our rural hospitals or rural healthcare?
Yeah, great question, because when it comes to Medicaid, the vast majority of the reforms, the work requirements, for instance, do not take effect till 2028. The idea is, and there's this issue with a quote unquote provider tax, which, you know, it's just too complicated to get into a discussion on this program. But what it does is it gives states the opportunity, because it's about a federal match and the state share when it comes to Medicaid. And that's what the provider tax is related to. It gives the state several years to get prepared for that, while at the same time on day one, so today, the president signed this bill yesterday. There is now a $50 billion fund for rural hospitals. Literally we can help our rural hospitals with resources that before this bill did not exist. So people recognize what the issue is, and I wish we'd all come together and understand we weren't getting anywhere fast accumulating the debt and the deficit on a regular basis and not addressing the waste, fraud, and abuse. I think it's going to be very good for Medicaid and, more importantly, the intended Medicaid recipients in the years to come.
You brought up the debt and the deficit. There's some short-term boost in the debt and the deficit. Do you feel confident that that comes down once the economy is humming, or why would somebody feel good about the short-term increase in the debt and the deficit?
Well, first, I got to tell you, this is just as a member now, not as the majority whip. But as a member of Congress, it has always disturbed me Republicans and Democrats both, by the way, will tell you that when you are going to cut taxes, when you are going to give people more of their money back, that somehow has to be paid for. And yet when you're increasing spending, there isn't the same requirement that you have an offset. In this case, you got about a $500 billion difference between what came out of the House and what came back from the Senate. That $500 billion, Blois, is almost all the business tax stuff that was made permanent. So literally, you are saying for accounting purposes that we're going to have to pay for these things. I don't agree with that, but that is the way they do it. So this is where people get a little fired up about it on both sides of that issue. As you can tell, I don't think there's a cost for the government letting people keep more of their money. They never had the money in the first place, and we're telling them they're not going to get it. They shouldn't include that as a loss on their balance sheet. But all that aside, this is going to explode growth in this country. The Congressional Budget Office has been so wrong about all these. Back in 2017, they said that this tax policy was going to cost us, I think, like $1.5 trillion. Guess what, boys? They were only $1.5 trillion off in that projection. This one, they're trying to tell us that we're going to have 1.8% growth over the next 10 years. You realize this country has never had less than 2% growth in any 10-year period in our history. It just isn't accurate. You are going to have huge growth. This is going to help everyone, especially when you look not just the tax policy, but the growth in the economy will overwhelm all of the other stuff. And to me, it's kind of like 1980s all over again. I was telling a friend of mine this morning whose daughter was asking, how is this going to benefit everyone? And I said, you know what? It's 1980 all over again. We lived it. These kids don't know what it was like back then. It's setting up much the same way. And that's why Donald Trump talks about the golden age of America that is to come.
There's some concern. These are like the outlier issues that didn't, have the headlines or the cable news debates about, cuts to student aid for higher ed. We know that we need more workers in the U.S. We know we need skilled workers. We need unskilled workers. We need more labor. Where do you see the intersection between whatever this bill does for higher ed and what we need for the future workforce of America?
Well, first off, higher ed, we've got to look at that whole system. This idea that we just keep putting money into these institutions that aren't preparing the next generation is ridiculous. There have to be some incentives. Yes, it should be a partnership, but it certainly hasn't worked that way. So where's the intersection? The intersection is creating incentives for people that are capable of working to get into the workforce. I mean, when you look, there's a great book out there, The Myths of Inequality. It's former Senator Phil Graham and a couple of other economists literally broke out the reality of government transfers and wealth in this country, divided the country. the population into five quintiles, and they show you how the bottom quintile, a person at the lowest rung of the economic ladder in this country, might take home somewhere around $4,000. This is a couple of years ago, so it might have been updated since then, but might take home $4,000. After government transfers, that person could be taking home somewhere in the low 40,000 range, which literally puts them at the bottom end of the third quintile or the top end of the fourth with people who are working extremely hard to make ends meet in the first place. So it's about creating those incentives that help people get back into the workforce and creating an economy that's a growth economy that's providing good paying jobs and opportunity for everyone.
My guest is Representative Tom Emmer. He's just been in the middle of debating and passing the big bill. We'll be right back on Sunday Take with the last few questions for Representative Tom Emmer. We're back with Representative Tom Emmer on Sunday Take. We've been talking about the big bill, Representative Emmer. When you think about, you talked about the military, you talked about the border. What does this mean to national security, and what does it mean to our border?
Well, I think it's huge. The border, I mean, we should all be agreeing on this stuff. Republicans and Democrats and others should be agreeing that we want to make sure our communities across this country and here in Minnesota are safe. Blois, when you have an open border and you've got some of the worst that are flooding across, we know some of the terrorist types that have been picked up right here in the Twin Cities in the not too long ago, like just a few weeks ago. That and all the fentanyl they've brought in has created havoc in our communities. Let's seal the border. That's what this bill is going to do. Donald Trump's already done it in 6 months, but let's make sure it lasts for the long term because it's about the safety of our communities. And then the rest of it, the border is what you were asking me about, but the rest of it is, you know, you got a child care tax or you got a child tax credit increase. Imagine how that's going to help middle-class families that are trying to make ends meet, Blois. There is literally something for everyone in this bill.
Representative Emmer, the tone, the tenor of the first few months of this Congress have been polarizing. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, once we get past this, what's next for Congress? What else has to get done? You know that the agriculture community wants to make sure there's a farm bill. I'm sure there's other trade deals that you want to talk about. But we've also had this, you know, the Supreme Court has ruled in the president's favor on co-equal branches of government and power. What else do you think has to get done this year from Congress?
Well, we're going to be heavy into the 2026 budget that has to be done by September 30th at midnight, Blois. And obviously, reconciliation sucked a lot of air out of the room this first almost 6 months. Now that that has been accomplished, I think all focus will be on the 2026 appropriations bills. Now, when you talk about the farm bill, people should know that's another thing that a great deal of the farm bill, the financial end of it, like the SNAP benefit portion, the nutrition stuff, that was included in the big beautiful bill. So you've already got a good chunk of the farm bill done through reconciliation, and I would argue the part of the farm bill that the two parties seem to be arguing about all the time and the things that hold it up. So I expect to see some progress because the rest of what should be presented through the ag community, it should be stuff that we all agree on. So it's appropriations. And yeah, we need to get whatever you want to call it, a skinny farm bill, whatever it is, we need to get that done as well.
When you look ahead to a year from now, when you hear the rhetoric, you know this state, where do you think the mood of Minnesota will be a year from now?
Well, I've said this to you that, you know, Obamacare, The Inflation Reduction Act. These were a couple of reconciliation bills that were hugely popular when they were passed by our colleagues. And 6 months to a year later, they were despised. They didn't work. The IRA in particular added all kinds of spending to an already COVID-enriched environment and spurred inflation, double-digit inflation that we hadn't seen in 40 years. This bill, because of the reporting on it, and I would argue because of a lot of the misinformation on it, doesn't have that same, overwhelming support from all sides of the country. But I think within 6 to 12 months, as these trade deals come online and people start to see what this does for them personally and for the economy, I think a year from now, they are going to be very happy about where the country is and where it's headed.
Representative Tom Emmer, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know it's been a long few weeks. Hope you get some rest, and we'll talk down the line.
All right, Blaze. Take care.
When we come back, this week's take. Welcome back to Sunday Take. I hope you, again, had a great Independence Day holiday. It's been great to spend some downtime and relax and recharge. It's going to be a big week ahead. One of the things you should look for is on Thursday, there'll be a live broadcast for the Minnesota Business Partnership, New York Stock Exchange, bell ringing here, hosted in Minneapolis. It'll be a great thing. Vanita will be live there. Our client, Minnesota Business Partnership, is hosting that. Should be a great event. Now the take. I dug in this week before I took my break about what was in this bill, the big bill. Because you can only imagine what my inbox looked like of people saying how bad it was or how great it was. So I really kind of looked out to see what's in there. I think one of the things that I get most interested in is our economy. I've lived through some boom times. I've lived through some challenging times. But what I've learned is that we have had these waves. And those waves are due to volatility, unpredictability, a credit crisis, a mortgage crisis, a dot-com bust. And this boom or bust roller coaster that we continue to be on needs to be stabilized, just like the roller coaster of partisan politics needs to be stabilized. And so when you look what's in this bill, overall, more people will have more money in their pockets. We'll also have some guardrails on Medicaid. I think one of the things over the last 5 to 6 years is that we've been very generous, both in Minnesota and at the federal government. And I think we should be a generous government when it comes to helping people get a hand up or have a safety net. But more and more, I continue to hear cries from the left about, you know, what's required, what's not required. But there's something that struck me over this weekend and continues to strike me. The work hard, achieve the American dream needs to be the way in which we rebuild the middle class. And in order to do that, we need jobs and we need good paying jobs and we need those jobs to have benefits. And we need housing that they can afford and ownership and wealth creation. But we can't just not think about it in those terms. Can't just give people wealth. It's earned over time. And the more we continue to give without getting something back that helps those people with a hand up, the more challenged our government finances will continue to be. You know, wealthy people should and can afford to pay more, especially the uber and ultra wealthy. They're also the people who are the innovators and creators of our economy. When you look at AI, when you look at immigration, when you just go to the store, try to get something done around town, you see the labor shortage in reality. These are uncertain economic conditions these last few years. And until we have certain economic conditions with labor force and tax policy, it's going to be really hard to feel comfortable about any stretch of time, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years. So If nothing else, we have a certain policy probably through 27 or 28 right now. And that will mean that people can predict things. And after the last 5 years, a little predictability could go a long way. I know it could in the way we cover the news. And so I hope this brings some predictability to your world. I'm Blois Olson. Follow us along at thedailyagenda.com. Learn more there about our work and our newsletters. I'll be with the team this week at 6:20. Until next time, that's the Sunday Take.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.